Today's shir is Masechta Brachos, Daf Chof Aleph. We will begin Daf Chof Amud Beis at the Mishnah. As we're going to learn extensively, there is an individual who's called a Bakeri. A Bakeri is somebody who had an emission of Zera, an emission of semen. Midaraisa, such a person is Tamei, and he may not eat Truma and Kotchim until he goes to the mikvah and has Harav Shemesh. That is the extent of what the Torah speaks about Midaraisa, about a Bakeri. However, as we're going to learn, Ezra HaSoifer said that a Bakeri should not learn, we're going to speak about davening, until he goes to the mikvah. And our Gemara will now discuss Be'ezer HaShem Yisbarach, the Mishnah and the Gemara, what are the halachos of Bakeri. But by discussing the halachos of Bakeri, we come to many other interesting halachos. Says the Mishnah, Bakeri Mehar Belibay. A person who's a Bakeri should just think the words of Shema, not articulate them. Ve'en Mevarach, and he doesn't say the Birchas Krishma at all. Lo'y Lefana, lo'y Lachre. Not the brachos before Krishma, nor the brachos after Krishma. Balamazin, when it comes to food, Mevarach La'achrov, he says the Birchas Hamazon, but the Birchas Hamazon should be said only in not articulating the words. Vein Baruch Lefonov, and he at all does not make a bracha Rishonim. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Mevarach Lefneim Achreim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that both by Krishma and by eating, he makes the brachas before and after. So as the Rabbeinu Yoina explains, Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanachama in 2 points. The Tanakhama holds that Birchas Krishma and the bracha before eating you don't make. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't disagrees. He holds that the Birchas Krishma have the din like Krishma. And the Tanakhama says that whatever you do, you could only be Maharer, whereas Rabbi Yehuda says you could articulate the words as well. Amar Ravina. So says Ravina in analyzing the opinion of the Tanakhama. Zoysameris, it seems, that here a kadibadami, just thinking about something is equal to articulate it. If we're going to say there's no point, it's not considered in halacha equal to dibur, so then lama maharur, what is accomplished by just being maharur? Says the Gemara, elamai, so what are you going to suggest? That here a kadibadami. So if here is equal to dibur, and these are such, and wherever the Tanakhama says you're allowed to be maharur, he's saying you're allowed to be maharer because these are such important halach dinim, such important concepts that you must be maharer. So then he might as well say it if it's equal. Here, kadibadami, so if they're equal, yoitzi bisfasov. So then you might as well articulate it. Answers the Gemara, k'ashkham b'sinai. When the Torah was given to Sinai, the Torah was very careful that no one should have a tumas keri. So a man could have just gone to the mikveh, as we discussed at the beginning of the shir, and had a hair of shemesh. But as we learned the Masechta Nida, a woman who has relations with her husband, such a woman may not, such a woman, the zera, the semen in her body, can be considered remaining viable for 3 days. And that's why the Torah said, for 3 days, the shloisha shimei agbala, for the 3 days before Kabbalah Satoira, I'll tikshu alisha, so that no women should have in their system anymore any zera that would be viable. But what do we see from here? That the Torah was careful not to have a Balkari say Divrei Torah. But it's only about articulating, reciting Divrei Torah, not just thinking them. Therefore, the Tanakhama differentiates between hearer and gedibur. Rachiz Damar, hearer, lav kedibadami. A really tired hearer is not considered like dibur. This akdatach kedibadami, were hearer equal to dibur, then the halach ought to be yoitzi besvasev. He should articulate the words of the benching of the krishma. Elamai, so what are you going to say? Hearer, lav kedibadami. So if here is lav kedibadami and you're accomplishing nothing with hearer, so ask the Gemara Lama Maharu, so then why do hearer at all? Answers, the Gemara Amar Rabbi Elazar, Kadei Shlei Kala Oilem Oiskamba. We're concerned that everybody is saying Shema, V'hu Yoshe Batal, and he's sitting Batal, and therefore we don't want that to happen. So according to this, explain the Rishonim, this halacha would only be applicable, the halacha of the Mishnah would only be applicable B'tzibur. So since he's B'tzibur, we don't want him to look different than everyone else. The Meiri disagrees, and the Meiri says that what the shot here is, it's not necessarily that he's sitting on the tzibur, as long as Bishah, as long as it's the same time that the tzibur is saying Shema, we don't want him not to be saying Shema. So ask the Gemara, so the Nigras were Pirkei Achrina. So why does it have to be that he's just doing it that to be different? So why does it have to be specifically that he's thinking about Shema? Answers the Gemara, because you want him, when we speak about him not being different than everyone else, it has to be B'dovish at Tzibur Oiskenbar, something that everybody else is doing as well. Ask the Gemara, but if we're concerned about this, so why don't we say the same by Tefillah? Right, Tefillah, the Dovish at Tzibur Oiskenbar. Tefillah is also something that everybody else is doing. Yet with Tanan, we're going to learn in the Mishnah, in Daf Chav Beis, Hayom B'Tefillah, V'Niskeshu Balkeri, if somebody's davening, and while he's davening, he remembers that he is a Balkeri, Layafsik, he shouldn't stop entirely, Ela Yikatzer, he should say the rest of the Tefillah, B'Derech Kitzorah. But what do we see here? Tamad Aschel. It's only because he began the Shemon Esrei, so we let him conclude it. Haloy Aschel. Had he not begun the Tefillah, Loy Aschel. But why? Why are we not concerned that he's different than what everybody else is doing? Tosfos points out that why does the Gemara have to ask that question from the Mishnah that we're going to learn on Daf Chabez Amud Aleph? We could not ask it from our Mishnah that differentiates between Krishma and Tefillah. So Taisus answers, we preferred to ask the question from a Mishnah that speaks about Tefillah, because Tefillah is Nemeris Bamida. So when somebody is not davening, it's much more noticeable that he's not participating with the Tzibur. And if the concern is participation with the Tzibur, why are we not concerned? Answers the Gemara, Shani Tefillah. We can't bring a raya from Tefillah, the less by Malchus Shemayim. As we've been learning throughout our Masechta, Krishma is very important. Krishma represents Kabbalah or Malchus Shemayim. And by Krishma, that's where we're most concerned that you shouldn't be different than everyone else. Ask the Gemara, but if that's your reasoning, so let's go back to our Mishnah. V'aybrech Smozen L'achrof. The less by Malchus Shemayim, benching doesn't include Malchus Shemayim, v'tanan, but yet we learned in our Mishnah, ala mazon mevarach l'achrov, that you do bench. And now we're saying it's the only reason for these halachas is that you shouldn't be different. Where's the difference by benching? The Mishnah said, ala mazon mevarach l'achrov, you bench, vei mevarach l'fana, but you don't make a bracha rishayna. Says the Gemara, el krishma brichsa mazon d'araisa, krishma brichsa mazon d'araisa, and therefore, even though this individual is a Balkeri, we require him to say it or be Maharadam, Tefillah is only the Rabbanim. So as we discussed in our previous shir, there's a Machloikis Rishonim, the Rambam, and the Ramban, if Tefillah is a Daraisa or the Rabbanim. The Rambam's opinion is that Tefillah is a Daraisa. The Ramban's opinion is that Tefillah is a Rabbanim. So the Kesef Mishnah asks a question. Our Gemara explicitly says that Tefillah is a Drabbanon. What's the Rambam going to do with our Gemara? So the Kesef Mishnah answers that even the Rambam, who is of the opinion that Tefillah is a Daraisa, he agrees that the Nusach HaTefillah is a Drabbanon. And here we're talking about the Nusach HaTefillah. The Nusach HaTefillah, everybody agrees, is a Drabbanon. Whereas the Nusach of Krishma, or the Nusach of benching, not only are they deraisa, but the nusach is also deraisa. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Menayin lebrichsa mazon l'achrei menat Torah. From where do we indeed know that the chiyuv for benching is a chiyuv deraisa? Shenem, because the pasuk says explicitly, v'chalta v'savata uv'ayrachta. Menayim l'brichas atayra l'funem min atayra. How do we know the mechiv of making brichas atayra is deraisa? Shenema kishem Hashem ekra havu goydol olakeinu. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, kishem Hashem ekra, when I call out the Shem Hashem, then havu goydol olakeinu. And as the Mepharshim explain, kishem Hashem ekra, the Torah, the Mashal explains this, the Torah is completely Shemos Hashem. That's why we say in Berachas HaTorah, Kolani Yodei Shemecha, because when we learn Torah, we're saying the Shemos Hashem, which are in the Torah. And therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu says, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hava Goyle Elokeinu. Of course, the question is, why did we wait till all the way in Parshas Hazinu? That's when we learn that Kishem Hashem Ekra, Hava Goyle Elokeinu, Berachas HaTorah. So I saw a beautiful pshat. All the time that Moshe Rabbeinu said Divrei Torah, it was really what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was putting into his mouth. It wasn't his own Divrei Torah. The first time we find that Moshe Rabbeinu mentions words of Torah that are his original, that are his words, is when he said, Kishem Hashem Akra Hava Gadol Elokeinu. I saw that this pasuk is said B'loshen Rabbim. And therefore that there are those that want to suggest that the Chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah is only by Talmud Torah the Rabbim. Moreover, as we discussed already in a previous year, the halacha is that you only make Birchas HaTorah when you articulate the words of Torah. But if you're just thinking them, you don't make Birchas HaTorah. And the Raya is this Gemara, even though we said the Gra disagrees, the Raya is this pasuk, because the whole source, the whole makor for Birchas HaTorah is from the pasuk Kishem Hashem Ekra. Ekra represents saying the words. Then and only then is there a chiyuv to make Birchas HaTorah. And the Mishnah Brura and Siman Mem Zayin Sifkot and Aleph, based on this Gemara, says that if somebody has a suffix, if he said Birchas HaTorah, so of course the best thing to do would be to listen to someone else who is making Birchas HaTorah and be yotze with that. But if you can't find anybody, you should say the Birchas HaTorah yourself, because as we're learning now, it's a Bracha D'oraisa. The Brisker Rav in Perek Yud Aleph in the Sefer Chedushei Griz al Rambam, Perek Yud Aleph, Hilchas Brachas, Halacha Tezayin, quotes from his father, the Reb Chaim, that women are mechuyev to make Birchas HaTorah. Even though, as we discussed in our previous year, women are potter from Talmud Torah. Says Reb Chaim, the bracha of Birchas HaTorah is not a bracha on learning. The bracha of Birchas HaTorah is a bracha that we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he gave us the Torah. Giving the Torah were, of course, given to women as well. The way it's always said in the yeshiva, the bracha is on the chefts of Torah. And chefts of Torah applies to women as well. The Tzitz Eliezer in Chelek Tezvav, Simen Chof Dalet, takes it a step further. That certainly women who learn are Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. They may not be obligated to learn, but if they learn, they're certainly Mekayim Mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Furthermore, they're obligated to learn how to fulfill the mitzvahs that they are obligated to do. So because of that, certainly women should make a Birchas HaTorah. However, the halacha regarding Birchas HaTorah, and again, most Mefarshim explain, that the Birchas HaTorah that's being discussed in our shir is the Birchas HaTorah that we make in the morning. We're not speaking about the Birchas HaTorah that are made when one gets an aliyah, because it's difficult to explain the Gemara that way, because the whole chiyuv of Kriyas HaTorah is not midaraisa. So therefore, the Birchas HaTorah is talking about the Brachas HaTorah that we make in the morning, and a pipashtus, the halach is that it works all day long. We discussed this in a previous year. You make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, and even though you don't learn all day, or even if you take a nap during the day, the halacha is that every morning Because Birchas HaTorah is not like a Birchas HaNenin. A Birchas HaNenin, there are two explanations why making Birchas HaTorah once a day is adequate. One is because Birchas HaTorah is not like a Birchas HaNenin. Birchas HaNenin, before I eat, I have to make a bracha. Here, it's not a Birchas HaNenin. As we just said from Chaim, it's a Birchas HaShvach. So once a day, we have to be Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah. Moreover, as we quoted from a Tosfos, Tosfos says that Torah, there's never a hefsek from Torah. There's never a time that we stop learning, because the Torah, halacha, affects every aspect of a life. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, lamadnu brachas haTorah l'achreya. We can learn that brachas haTorah after learning should be made from brachas haMazon. We can make the following kal v'chomer. And we can make another kal v'chomer, or brachas haMazon l'fanel, the brachas haMazon that we should make before we eat, we can learn from brachas haTorah with a kal v'chomer. And the way the Pnei Yeshua explains this Gemara, the Pnei Yeshua explains that what the Gemara here means to say is not that these are two individual kal v'chomers, but rather we combine the two kal v'chomers to come with the following result. Birchas HaTorah l'achreya, min birchas haMazon kal v'chomer. Or ma mazon, shein tano l'fanav, if food that midaraisa doesn't require bracha rishona, midaraisa there is a requirement for ton l'achrov, Torah shetuna l'fanav, Torah that requires a bracha before it, and a din shetuna l'achreya. And then the other way around, or brachas haMazon l'fanav, that a bracha needs to be recited before you eat, we can make a kal v'chomer from brachas haTorah mekal v'chomer. Or ma Torah shein tuna l'achreya. In midaraisa, there is no chiv to make a bracha when you finish learning. The halacha is tuna l'fanav, you do have to make a bracha before you learn. Mazon shutan l'achrov. So mazon that requires bracha when we finish eating, ain't a din shetuna l'fanav. And therefore, we could come to that conclusion. Abba says the Gemara, Irkel HaMifrach, it kal v'chomer is not a great kal v'chomer. Because ma'al mazon, shekei nena, mazon, you have hanov from. And therefore, you make a bracha after you eat. Or ma'al Torah, and Torah you make a bracha, shekei chaya oilam. So before a person learns, he should make a bracha. And as I saw, the Ben Ish Chai explains that when it comes to Torah, there's no end. There's only a beginning. Not only is there only a beginning when it comes to Torah, whenever somebody learns, he should always believe that I'm only at the beginning. Whereas by mazon, there's certainly an end to your mazon. You're not supposed to spend your entire life just eating. So there's an achrov, but there's no lefanov. Rav Moshe says a very bechiddush, that even though the pasuk says v'chalta v'savata or v'rachta, the midaraisa, there is no chiv, a benching, unless you have a savata, unless you're satiated. Rav Moshe and the Shalos Hatshuvos Igros Moshe Oyer Chaim Chelik Aleph Simen Nun Hey wants to suggest that when it comes to eating for mitzvah, even if you ate a kazayas and you're not satiated, but you fulfilled the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is that's all you have to eat. So let's say Pesach by night, you have to eat a kazayas matzah. So Rav Moshe would say, even if you only ate a kazayas matzah, of course we eat everything else. But let's say somebody only ate a kazayas matzah and he's not full, he would still have to say Birchas HaMazon d'oraisa, because he fulfilled the mitzvah that he's supposed to do with it. The Gemara says here that the difference between Birchas HaMazon and Birchas HaTorah is by Mazon Shekei Nena, which opens up a very interesting discussion amongst the Poskim. Is there Hanor by learning Torah? What do I mean to say? We know that on Shabbos, you're not allowed to have an Akum do Melocha on your behalf. You're not allowed to be Nena for Melocha that an Akum does on your behalf. So now the question is, can you ask an Akum to turn on the light for you because you want to learn on Shabbos? If we're going to say that Torah, you're not Nena, so then, and if there's a rule throughout Halacha, a mitzvah, Slav Lahenes Nitnu, there should be no problem with asking an Akum to turn on the light for you. So the Chai Adam says he's not prepared to go that far in allowing you to ask an Akum to turn on the light for you with the concept that there's no Hano, mitzvah Lahenes Nitnu. But he is willing to say that If Akum turned on the light and you didn't ask him to turn on the light, the halacha is that you could have you could use that light, even though in other circumstances you may not be allowed to use the light, because mitzvah lav lehenes nitnu. However, there's a very famous hagdama written by the Avnei Nezer in a sefer of Eglei Tal, and where he discusses at great length this concept of having anah from learning. He says one can maybe make an argument that if one enjoys his learning, that should not be considered Torah Lishma, because involved in his learning is his own personal hanah. So he says, Adirabba, and I want to read his words. Kizeh ikka mitzvah slimin atayra. The ikka mitzvah is liyasos v'sameach u'misaneg b'limudai. You have to enjoy your learning. You know why, he says? V'az divrei Torah nivlam b'damai. Then, when you enjoy what you're learning, the divrei Torah become part of you. U'ma'acha shenenem b'divrei Torah hu nasa dovik l'tayra. And he says that a person who learns Torah with simcha, he's able to have his yetzah tov grow, and he's able to win over his yetzah hara. The question is that our Gemara clearly indicated that by eating there's anah, not by Torah. So Rav Nezer answers, two answers. He says that in the Tshuvas. One answer that he suggests, this is in Or Chaim Simen Samach, that not everybody, although it would be great that everybody should have hanor from learning, unfortunately, not everybody has hanor from learning. And number two, he wants to say that hanor of eating sometimes lasts longer than the hanor of learning. Somebody ate a full meal, so he's full, and that lasts him for quite a while. Whereas by Torah, even if you enjoy the Torah as you're learning the shir, that doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to continue enjoying it for a long time after you completed the shir. Voitanan, and the Gemara asks another question, the Kavach Chaimer. The Mishnah said, Al Mozam Mevarach L'Akrav. By benching, you have to make a bracha achroin of the Balkari, Vedim Mevarach L'Fonov. So we see that there is no Chiv Deraisa of making a bracha rishoina by eating. But here we clearly learned in the Gemara that there is a Chiv Birchas HaTorah before one learns. So I saw a very interesting shaila in the Sefer Cheshukei Chemed. There was somebody in Eretz Yisrael sitting next to an individual who wasn't religious. And he started talking to him, and he started speaking to him Divrei Torah, trying to be makar of him, trying to bring him closer to us and to our Torah. And that question was, he realized that obviously that individual who's not religious had not made Birchas HaTorah. And our Gemara says that Birchas HaTorah Lefaneo is a Chiv Daraisa. So Reb Zilberstein said that he asked his father-in-law, Rav Yoshev Zatzal, this Shaila, and he says that this person, this irreligious person, wasn't intending to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah with this discussion, and therefore there's no chiyuv birchas haTorah. And he brings a raya from a Mishnah, from a Chokhmah Shloimeh Masechta Megillah. The halacha is, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Masechta Megillah, mevatlan Talmud Torah lemikra Megillah. And the question is, Megillah is Torah. So what does it mean, mevatlan Talmud Torah lemikra Megillah? So he answers that if somebody's hearing the Megillah, he's not intending to fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. He's intending to fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah. And therefore, mevatlan Talmud Torah lemitzvah Megillah. Moreover, he said, Rabbi Yoshua said, doesn't mean when Al Gemara says that Birchas HaTorah is a mitzvah deraisa, doesn't mean that you're not allowed to learn without Torah. You're not allowed to learn without a bracha. Of course, you should make a bracha before you learn, but it's not like eating without a bracha. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Sofik Kara Krishma, Sofik Loi Kara. If somebody has a Sofik, if he said Krishma or he didn't, the loch is Ein Achayz V'Kairi. He need not say over Krishma, Mi Sofik. Sofik Amar Emes V'Yatzif, but he has a Sofik if he said Emes V'Yatzif or Safik Loy Amar, if he didn't say it, the halacha is Chayz Va'im Ve'emes V'yatzef, he should repeat it. My Tama, ask the Gemara why. Krishma de Rabbanon, says the Gemara, Krishma is de Rabbanon, Emes V'yatzef Daraisa. And the way the Rishonim explain this Gemara, they explain this person had a Shaila if he said Shema, and he's had a Shaila if he said Emes V'yatzef. This is the way Tosfos explains the Gemara. But he's not quite sure what he said. So the Gemara is paskening at this point that it's more likely that he said Kriya Shema than he said Emes V'yatzef. Because Kriya Shema, as we're learning in our Masechta, is so important. So what we suggest to him is say over Emes V'yatzef. And then you're better off because you get in saying Emes V'yatzef all the zechiris that you were supposed to say and Kriya Shema. And also, it's likely you said Kriya Shema, not Emes V'yatzef. Ask the Gemara, how could you say that it's only the Rabbanon saying Kriya Shema? My Tama, how can you say that Kriya Shema is the Rabbanon? Doesn't the Torah say V'shabachav Kamecha, Amalei Abaya, Hu B'Divrei Torah K'siv? That pasuk is only referring to Divrei Torah, not to Shema. Tanan, ask the Gemara, we learned in our Mishnah, if you have an individual who's about carry, the halacha is, Mahara Baliboy, he should think the Kshma, then Mavarech, but Birchas Kshma, he doesn't make Loyla Faneva Loyla Chreya. Amazon, and we learned further in the Mishnah, Mavarech La'achrov, because Birchas Amazon, after eating, as we just learned, is a Chiv Deraisa, then Mavarech La'fanov, because the Bracha Rishoyna is not a Chiv Deraisa. Now ask the Gemara, if, as was saying, v'sakadatach emes v'yatzev deraisa, livrach l'achreo. Answers the Gemara. My time of Mavarech, what's the reason that we have to say emes v'yatzev? Im mishum yitzias mitzrayim, because in emes v'yatzev yitzias mitzrayim is mentioned, this person already fulfilled that by saying krishma. Says the Gemara, v'loy maho v'loy l'bayi ha. Why doesn't he just say, why do we tell the Balkari just to say Emes V'yatzef, and not say the Shema? Answers the Gemara, Krishma Adifa. It's better to say Krishma Disbeitarti. It has both Kabbalah's Omach Shemayim and Yitzis Mitzrayim, whereas Emes V'yatzef only has Yitzis Mitzrayim. Moreover, say the Poskim, even though we're learning now that Krishma is not the Raisa, only Yitzis Mitzrayim is the Raisa, so maybe, asked the Shita Mekabetzes, the Balkari should only say Parshas V'yomer. So the Shita Mekabetzes says the Halacha looks at the three Parshas of Krishma as one unit. And since the Halacha looks at them as one unit, we should say all of Krishma, even though we're only the rice is only Emes V'yatzef. The Rosh, quoting the Shiltus Rav Achai Goin, says that if somebody has a suffix, if he said Emes V'yatzef or not, so the Gemara says, what should he do? And what about if you have a suffix, if you made a bracha? There we have a rule, suffix brachas lahakal. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if somebody ate a meal, and he doesn't know if he said Birchas Hamazon or not, as we're learning in our sugya, Suffolk the Raisa L'chumra, and therefore he should say the Birchas Hamazon, Suffolk the Raisa L'chumra. Of course, it's only if he's full, because only then is there a Chiv the Raisa at the bench. So the Pre-Chadosh asked the following question. There's an individual who's saying over Birchas Hamazon because he's Mechuyiv out of Suffolk to say it over. There's another individual who is Mechuyiv to bench. There's no Suffolk. Can the individual who's saying Birchas Hamazon only because he has a suffix be Moitzi, the person who's Vadai Chayiv in Birchas Hamazon? So the Pre-Chadosh wants to say it's connected to a famous machloikis of the Rambam and the Rashba. The Rambam says that when we say suffix the Raisa L'chumra, it's only with Rabbanon. The Rabbanon were the ones that told us that when you have a suffix the Raisa, we should be Machmer. The Rashba says that's the Torah that tells us to be machmer by a suffix. So says the Pre-Chadosh, according to the Rashba, this person who's saying, who's repeating benching because he has a suffix, that's a chiv deraisa. So he can be mitzi another person who has a chiv deraisa. Whereas, according to the Rambam, even though he has to repeat the benching, but it's only a chiv derabanan, so he can't be mitzi someone else who has a chiv deraisa. So the Prichadish wants to connect it to that machlokes. Rabbi Kiva Eger disagrees with the Prichadish. That he says that even if we follow the opinion of the Rashba, still somebody who's fulfilling a mitzvah only because of a suffix is not equal in category to someone who's fulfilling a mitzvah because he's mechuyev to do the mitzvah. And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, under these circumstances, the person who's saying Krishma, who's saying benching because he has a suffix, cannot be mitzi the person who's mechuyev to bench midaraisa. Rabbi Lazar says, suffix kara Krishma, suffix loikara, chayzva kara Krishma. He has to say over Krishma because it's a chiv deraisa. Suffix is spal, suffix loispal, and a chayzva spalo. Rabbi Yochanan, however, says, "V'levai shi'spal adam kol hayom kulay." Halavai that a person should daven the whole day, and therefore, if he has a suffix, if he davened, we can rely on "V'levai shi'spal adam kol hayom kulay." Of course, as we're going to learn, somebody who's mispalel because he has a suffix, as we're going to learn, can't just say over the Shemone Esrei plain. He has to make a tnai that it may be in a dova, and if it's in a dova, he has to add a tefillah to his Shemone Esrei. So, I saw a beautiful pshat from the Pnei Menachem in Levai Shispal Odom Kol Hayom Kulay. He says, people recognize that if Chas V'Sholem, there's something problematic going on in their lives, they need to daven. What our Gemara, what Rabbi Yochanan is teaching us is, we need to daven even when everything is going great. Even when everything is Baruch Hashem fine, we need to daven and thank Hashem and daven to Hashem that everything should remain that way. Somebody's davening and he remembers that he already davened. The halacha is poisek, he has to stop. Even in the middle of a bracha. And the reason is because even though, as we just learned, that will be a tefillas nedava. And the first part of the Shemone Esrei that this person was davening, that he thought he was mechuyev to daven, was a tefillas chayva. And you can't combine a tefillas chayva and a tefillas nedava. Any, says the Gemara, Vav Amrav Nachman Kevina Bar Bavua, Barmina, Han Bnei Rav. What about those Talmidim and Yeshiva? The Torah Matkri, the Chol B'Shabbos. They make a mistake, and it's Shabbos Shemone Esrei. In the middle of the Shabbos Shemone Esrei, they say the Shemone Esrei of during the week. What is the halacha? And he says, Goymrim kalos bracha. Vamalani tells Goymrim kalos bracha. He finishes the entire bracha. So we see that even though somebody's in a mistake, he should finish. So why over here is it different? Answers the Gemara Hachi Hashta. The two situations are not the same. Hasram, Gavra Barchi Yuvuhu. The somebody who makes a mistake on Shabbos really should have davened the whole Shemone Esrei. For Rabbanan who delight Rechua, the Rabbanan were makel that on Shabbos you could daven a smaller Shemone Esrei, but Mishum Kvod Shabbos. But really, Shabbos you could say the entire Shemone Esrei. So it's not considered the same type of mistake. Avalocha Tzolile, he already davened. As we explained a moment ago, you can't combine a tefillah that you mechuyev with a tefillah that's on the Dova. So the Pashto Pshat, why on Shabbos don't you say the regular Shemone Esrei? It's because, as the Gemara says, Lo Yitrachua, Shabbos they didn't want to be matriachos with the whole Shemone Esrei. I once heard a beautiful, beautiful vart from Aaron Kotler in explaining this. Because he asked the obvious question, wouldn't it make more sense to say the long Shemone Esrei on Shabbos? On Shabbos we're not in a rush. Shabbos the holiest day of the week. So Shabbos should be the day to say the long Shemone Esrei. During the week, we're in a rush. During the week, we should have a sort of Shemone Esrei. So Baron Kotler Zatzal said, of course on Shabbos, we daven for everything that we need. But on Shabbos, there are three words in our Shemone Esrei that encompass all of our bakashas that we say all week long. And those three words are Ritzei no b'menuchaseinu. We daven HaKadosh Baruch for menucha. We can't daven for menucha during the week. You can't have menucha during the week. But on Shabbos, we can have menucha. And we daven HaKadosh Baruch Ritzei no b'menuchaseinu. And that encompasses all of the tefillos of the week. So everybody agrees that, let's say you're davening the Shema B'Shemon Esrei and you started, you said Atochoinein, you have to finish that bracha. And then you realize, Davin the Shabbos the Geshmon Esrei. What about if you said just the word Ato? With the intention of continuing Choinein, but you didn't say the word Choinein, and certain Geshmon Esreis start with Ato. Ato Kedashto. Ato Echod. So with those Geshmon Esreis, it seems that all the Paiskar are of the opinion, the word Ato doesn't indicate that you're saying a weekday Geshmon Esrei, and you could quickly change, and no problem. There are some paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah quotes these paiskim, that even by the other tefillahs, where the bracha doesn't begin with the word ato. So if you said the word ato, it's clearly indication that you meant to say ato choinein. But if you only said the word ato and you realize that it's Shabbos, you could change to say the Shabbos to Geshmon Esrei. Says the Gemara Rav Yehuda Mishmul, Hispal, somebody already davened. Menechnas lebeis akis knesses, and he walks into shul, or matzah tzibur, and he finds a tziba that's already davening. If when you say the Shemana Esrei, you can add something, and you already daven, he should daven. But if he can't, so isn't this the same point that you can't repeat a Shemana Esrei? Answers the Gemara V'tzricha. If we only would have learned the first halacha where you found that in the middle of davening, you realize that you're already davening. Because I would say that's where Hani Mili V'yochid V'yochid. The first time he davened B'yochidus and the second time he davened B'yochidus. Oit Tzibur V'Tzibur. The first time he davened B'Tzibur and the second time he davened B'Tzibur. Ava Yochel Gab B'Tzibur. Let's say the first time he davened B'yochidus and now he's finding a Tzibur. Maybe I should consider Tfilas B'yochidus next to Tfil B'Tzibur, command the Light Solidami, and therefore he should be allowed to daven again, Kamash Malon. If we only had this case, we would say, you know why you shouldn't say Shemon Esrei again? For you have not yet even begun the Shemon Esrei. However, Avol Hocha Hasam the Aschaba, in a case where you already began the Shemon Esrei, so you shouldn't have. Maybe we should allow you to complete the Shemon Esrei. The halacha is, that's why Tzricha, both cases you don't. So, as we said, the halacha really is that somebody could daven over the Shemon Esrei as long as she is mechadish by dover. If he says something new in the Shemon Esrei. However, and the Paiskim say, it has to be something that you don't, even if it's not part of the Shemon Esrei, but if it's a tefillah that you always say when you daven Shemon Esrei, that's not considered lechadish by dover. That's not considered that you said a new tefillah. But on the other hand, the Paiskim do say that in the world that we live in, which as we discussed previously, the kavana by tefillah anyway is not that great. So halavai, we should daven the tefillahs that were mechuyif to daven, and we shouldn't daven extra tefillahs. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, nichnas lebeis haknesses u'matzu tzibur shemispalel. You walk into shul and you find the tzibur is already up to Shemon Esrei. They're already davening Shemon Esrei. What should you do? Says the Gemara, Miochel Haschel Ligmar. If somebody could start the Shemon Esrei and finish Ashlei Gi Shliach Tzibur LeMoedim before the Shliach Tzibur gets to Moedim, Yispalel. That's what he should do. Vimlav. But if he can't do that, Al Yispalel. He shouldn't start davening. Rather, he should wait till Moedim is said. He shouldn't separate himself from Moedim. That's when everybody says Moedim, Moedim Anachlo Hashem, and he should say Moedim together with the Tzibur. Shu ben Levi disagrees. He says, "Miyachal haschav ligmar actually yeh shlich tzibur kedusha. If he could finish before the tzibur gets to kedusha yispalel, then lav ayispalel." Says the Gemara of Mike Kamifki. What is the machlokes? Masav a yochid oim kedusha, that the yochid can't say kedusha by himself, so he won't say kedusha with the tzibur. He'll say it by himself. Then masav a en yochid oim kedusha. So here, there's a very big discussion. What should you do if you come late And if you can start the Shemoneh Esrei, you may not be able to finish. So the first question that I want to discuss is a tshuva that I found in the Shas tshuva that I saw from Rabbi Avadya Yosef Zatzal. In the Shas tshuva is Yabia Oimer, Erchaim Chel Beis, Simen Zayin. He discusses, there's a person who davens in a shul, and he always davens a long Shemoneh Esrei. And he knows that if he's going to daven this long Shemoneh Esrei, he's not ever going to be able to say Kedusha with the Tzibur or Maidim with the Tzibur. What should he do? Should he anyway start Shemoneh Esrei together with the Tzibur? Or should he start, which is the halacha, that's the way you're supposed to fulfill Tefillah with Tzibur? Or should he start Shemoneh Esrei earlier so he should be able to say Kedusha, Maidim, etc.? So he paskins that you should start the Shemoneh Esrei earlier so you should be able to say Kedusha, Maidim with the Tzibur. However, if we look in Hilchas Tefillah, there's a very big discussion based on this Gemara in the Mishnah Berurah and the Paiskim, what is the most important thing? So the Paiskim clearly say, if somebody made the bracha, or Baruch Atah Hashem, Goal Yisrael, and then he realized that he won't be able to say Kedusha, he won't be able to say Maidim, what should he do? Say the Paiskim, that person should daven Shemoneh Esrei. Because as we learned in this Masechta, that you have to be Soimich Gula with Tefillah. So once you said Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael, you must daven Shemoneh Esrei. But if a person, Baruch Hashem, learned, he's learning our Gemaras and he knows that you shouldn't miss Maidim and you shouldn't miss Kedusha, and the Paiskim say so too, the Amen after Hakel HaKadosh and after Shemei Tefillah are very vital. So what should you do? So there's a discussion, what is more important than what else? So the Paiskim say that the halacha is that Omen Yehei Shmei Rabbah comes first. It's even more important than Tefillah B'Tzibur. It's even more important than Kedusha. After Omen Yehei Shmei Rabbah comes Maidim. After Maidim comes the Amen of Hakel HaKadosh and Baruch Hu. So now, there's a very big problem. The person is in a rush, or it's difficult for him just to stand there and not daven, and not start his Shemoneh Esrei until the Baal Tefillah finishes. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, and that's why I think the Mishnah Berurah may be disagreeing with the Yabia Omer, that what such a person should do is say the Shemoneh Esrei word by word with the Baal Tefillah. And therefore he'll be able to say Kedusha with the Baal Tefillah, he'll be able to say Maidim with the Baal Tefillah, and it'll solve all his problems. Of course, the Mishnah Berurah says, if it's a fast day by Shachris, and the Baal Tefillah is saying Aneinu, Shachris Mincha, that doesn't give you a right to say Aneinu, because you're Yochid. Or if Birchus Kahanim, you can't say Birchus Kahanim just because the Baal Tefillah is saying Birchus Kahanim. Then there's another question, which Tosfos discusses here, a big machloikus Rashi and Tosfos. If somebody's in the middle of davening and he hears the Shemoneh Esrei and the Baal Tefillah says Kedusha, what should he do? So Rashi says that he should remain silent and have kavanah to be yotze with what the Shliach Tzibur is saying. Rabbi Tam disagrees. He says if you're going to have kavanah to be yotze, because we say Shemei Ka'ona, so then it's like he's speaking in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, which you're not allowed to do. The halacha is that we follow the opinion of Rashi, that we let him be quiet. Why is it not considered a hefsek? So there's a very famous fart from the Rebbe Reb Zisha. He says, we know that the Gemara says many places, Machshava Toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Filamaisa, Machshava Ra and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar Filamaisa. So as far as fulfilling the Chiyuv Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us credit. As far as it being considered a hefsek, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ignores that. Ask the Gemara, the Chen Omer of Adabar Hava, Menayin She'en Yochad Omer B'Kedusha, how do we know that Yochad cannot say Kedusha? Shneva Mekdash B'Toyach B'nei Yisrael, so Kol Dovash B'Kedusha, any Dovash B'Kedusha, Lo Yehei Pachs Masar, should not be recited when less than 10 people. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that? Says the Maratoner of Noy Achud Rav Chiyah Bar Abba, Asya Toich Toich, Siv Hachav and Ikdashti Besoich B'nei Yisrael. V'ksiv Hasam by the aid of Kairach. Mal Halan Asara by the Abiraglim. Afkan Asara. So it's a very big machloikus for Shoinim how to understand this Gemara. Most learn that the Meraglim were Asara. How do we know the Meraglim were Asara? Because Yeshua and Kalev, there were 12 Meraglim, but Yeshua and Kalev did not participate with them, so it's down to 10. And Ramosha says, from here we see that even people who aren't acting like they're supposed to act are considered part of a minion. Rabbeinu B'chaya, however, disagrees. And he says that we learned this from the 10 Shvatim that came to see Yosef. So it's not a riot, and they were obviously all tzaddikim. We don't have a riot to people who are not tzaddikim. Says the Gemara, with the Kala Amo, everybody agrees, Mishlei Pasuk, that if in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, you shouldn't stop to say Kedusha or Moedim, Ibailahu. Ma'ala Mifsik, what about can you stop your Shemoneh Esrei to say Yehei Shmei God Mavarach? So as we see from here, as we mentioned a moment ago, Yehei Shmei Rabba is more than anything else. Kiyos Rav Dimi Omer, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Talmidid, Rav Yaichan, Amri, L'kol Ei Mafsikim. You never mafsik. Chutz, min Yehei Shmei Gola Mavarach, Shafil Oysa V'Mais Mekava. Even if somebody is learning the Mais Mekava, Paisik. However, says the Gemara V'Les Hilchus Kavasei, if you're not supposed to stop in the middle of the Shemoneh Esrei, it includes for Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba. I did see an interesting question. That we know that during Shmei Tefillah, you could say any Bakasha. So let's say you're in the middle of Shmei Tefillah, and the Tzibur is saying Yehei Shmei Rabba. Can you say Amen Yehei Shmei Rabba? So there are Paiskim that suggest, if you can ask for any Tzrochov, we discussed at the beginning of the Masechta, what Kavani you're supposed to have Yehei Shmei Rabba, so certainly you should say Yehei Shmei Rabba as well. However, the Eish Lavrom disagrees. He says, by Shmei Tefillah, you're allowed to daven your private bakashas, whereas Shmei Tefillah of Yehei Shmei Rabba is a bakash of the Tzibur, and a bakash of the Tzibur should certainly not be said during your private Shmoneh Esrei. Yudaimer, we learned in our Mishnah, Bevaruch Lefnei Melech Reyem. The Balkeri could say Birchus Krishma, he could say the Bracha before eating. Ask the Gemara, remember the Ksav Rabbi Yehuda, Balkeri Mutavid the Torah? Does that mean to say Rabbi Yehuda holds that Balkeri is allowed to learn Torah? Vam Rabbi Shuban Levi and Mayan Balkeri Shosub Divri Torah, Shenemar. The Pasuk says, Vadatam Levnechel of Nevenecha, the Samachlei, Yoyme Shamanato. Mala Harlan, as we discussed earlier in our shir, Balikaren were also to participate in Kabbalah Satira, Afkan Balikaren Asurim. V'chitem, if you're going to say, Rabbi Yehuda Loidar Smuchim, he doesn't learn Smuchim. Ask the Gemara, V'am Rabbi Yosef, I feel the man that Loidar Smuchim B'chal Tayra, even the man that wouldn't learn Smuchim as a legitimate way of dashing B'chal Tayra Kula, but Mishnah Tayra Darish, he does so in Mishnah Tayra. The Rabbi Yehuda like Darish Smuchim B'chal Torah Kula. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say Smuchim the whole Torah, or Mishnah Torah Darish. And the reason he does a Mishnah Torah, explains the Ritva, is that in the whole Torah, we could say Eim Mugdim Amuchim B'Torah. But Devarim, Mishnah Torah, is a Chazara, is a summary of what we learned in the whole Torah. If it's a summary of what we learned in the whole Torah, the halacha should be that there it was placed in a specific, everything, it's not new, it was put in a specific spot. And therefore we say, smuchim. Starts the Gemara. B'chol Torah kula b'nolan d'loy darsh. How do we say that normally he doesn't say smuchim? The Tanya ben Azai Omer. The Pasuk says, mechshef aloy sechaya. V'nem kol shechem meim m'may shumas. Sam ch'in yoloy. The Torah put these two lavim next to each other. Loymer. Ma shechem behema. The punishment for having relations with an animal, skila, af shreif and nami b'skila. Amalei Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, v'chiman b'vchem ish yisam ch'in loy, because these two subjects are next to each other, noitzi l'skila, are we going to give the machsheifa skila, which as we learned in Masechta Sanhedrin, is the most severe type of Mises Bezdin? Ella, how does he know it? Oy v'yadoini, b'chlal kol machsheifim hayu. Oven Yadani are a type of kishuf, and yet the Torah singles them out when the Torah says that Oven Yadani are osar. Oven Yadani b'chal kol machsheifim hayu v'lo miyotza lahakish lahen v'lo imaloch. My Oven Yadani are machsheif and chayim skila af machsheifa b'skila. As we say in davening every morning, the Brayso of Yishmol, Dovishay b'klal, the yotzman klal alamed, lo alamed al atzma yotza, alamed al klal kula yotza. Ask the Gemara further, with Mishnah Torah b'nol on the Darish. How do we know that a Mishnah Torah he does learn smuchim? The Tanya, Beleza Omer, noise adam anusis avivim futus aviv. A person may marry a woman who was seduced or raped by his father. Anus b'noy mfutus b'noy was somebody's son who did that. Yuda oisib anusis aviv mfutus aviv. Vamar av gidol merav. My time the Behuda that says you may not marry anusis aviv mfutus aviv. The ksiv lo yikach ish es eshes aviv. And then the Torah says lo yigal knaf aviv. Knaf shira aviv. Anybody who your father had relations with lo yigal you may not live with. Ask the Gemara may the anusis aviv ksiv. How do we know to say that the word the pasuk lo yigal knaf aviv is talking about anusis aviv? Answers the Gemara because the next parasha speaks about Oinus, the Samach Levanis, Venos, and Isha Shaykh Vimai. So now we're back to our question. So it's obvious that he does learn Smuchim in Mishnah Torah. So why doesn't he learn that for Balkari as well? Amri in. But Mishnah Torah Dorish, he normally does learn Smuchim in Mishnah Torah. Vahani Smuchim, but the Smuchim of Balkari to Torah, he needs for a different limud. Whoever teaches his son Torah, it's considered as if he accepted the Torah by Har Sinai. If you teach your children Torah, then it's considered like Yom HaShematul V'nei HaShem Elokecha B'chayriv.